Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at the famous artist Max Ernst. He's a 4-6 manifester. He's on the right angle cross of tension, the quarter of initiation. He's first color, left fix, and he's a split definition. He has the electromagnetic 6447 that's cut off with a full channel from the 1648, this channel of talent that's all conscious, with the 16 also being unconscious. And then that's connected to the 2838, which is unconscious, with the 38 also being a conscious activation. And then the 3955, which is electromagnetic. What a deal,
What a trip.
huh?
A moody, stubborn perfectionist. Yes, cut me off a slice of
Some
that.
great talent, with some great talent. Well, as a manifester, I think he probably, and on this right angle cross of tension, with control being the main theme, his personal relationships, I think, were the biggest struggle for him. He was married 4 times, had a number of lovers, and when they talk about him, they say that not only was his art fascinating, but his personal life was quite fascinating. And I think, that that's true. As a manifester, and wanting to be in control, he must have been quite a trip, particularly intimately, I think,
Oh yeah, no, it's kind of another case of here's an artist, it's like Einstein, their personal life, that's a TV, that's a reality show, but their expression, has all this impact and influence. And because he was involved, this is surrealism, the Dada movement,
Right,
right?
right.
And
His nickname was Dada Max. Okay, Dada Max. He says Dada Max, right? And I think that's the other thing that's really interesting, that so much of his kind of discovery and invention came in collaboration. He actually has the line of collaboration. But that second gate, the direction and this this whole thing about the creativity and the G, since it's open, being around other people, part of these communities that were really at the cutting edge at that time.
Well, it's such an interesting chart because here he is with this open G center. Now, conscious definition, the conscious activation, that second gate, very directional, so you would think when he was with us, first of all, he's always looking for direction and love and to say, oh, that cooperation with other forces, I mean, with that 55th gate first line. Cooperation, but not necessarily harmony. It's in detriment,
Well, I think also this cross attention, I mean, he's a natural leader, right? But he has to maintain his control to really be, the authority. And so again, yes, he's collaborating, and he's obviously bringing something new and different. I mean, I love this quote of his about creativity. It's a marvelous capacity to grasp mutually distinct realities and draw a spark from their juxtaposition. Juxtaposition was a big thing for him, right? Again, the second gate where we're coming together with the juxtaposition, right? In the monopole, with the conscious and the unconscious, at some level, this is activating him, and he's working with this whole concept of juxtaposing things in his art.
Look, while all this emotion, moodiness, stubbornness, struggle through the 48 expresses through the 16-1, the daydreamer. Express talent through daydreaming. And then here he has the 20th gate fifth line, which is it can be dissatisfied with what it sees in reality, So it's like here's someone, I know Dali was always accused of, just putting his dreams on paper, Now he had talent, Max Ernst.
Well, the other thing that's interesting about his story is that he fought in World War I, and he actually, when he went into the service, I mean, he said he died, and he really had to recover from this clinical death, which, is an interesting thing, having that 2838, the whole struggle for life, that's life is more than just survival. And that's really going through that process is what deepened his decision to really take up art and to stay with art for really the rest of his life. But I think that's an interesting process that he went through of really dying at some level, you know, going out into war, going through all of that. Obviously, that informed his later art, kind of, again, this juxtaposition of these realities of just normal life, and then there's war.
Right. Also with that, you know, the 4816 about insatiability, constantly experimenting.
Right.
You know, if
was.
It doesn't work, it doesn't feel right. I mean, here he'd be with the spirit of it, you know, expressing the spirit in his art.
He was constantly experimenting. I mean, he's known for inventing, you know, various art techniques that, you know, he used and other people started to use. So he was very inventive, you know, discovering ways to use materials that other people hadn't really found before.
Yeah. No, it's very interesting to look. You know, when you look at his nodal structure, south node, ninth gate, second line, collaboration with others, along with that 55th gate, first line, you know, collaboration,
right,
this kind of thing. 42nd gate, second line, recognition of trends, where is art going?
Mm-hmm.
But going into the north node, where it's the 16 to the cynic,
right,
you know, and then the 35-4, that hunger, you know, the appetite for progress. We have to keep changing it,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and...
Yeah, and I think, you know, later on in his life, I mean, he ended up, you know, escaping over to the United States. He married Peggy Guggenheim. He was with her for
right.
a while. And then, you know, he actually married Dorothea Tanner, who was another artist. That's who he came to Sedona with. And I think at that point, it wasn't the collaboration with a group so much,
right,
that he really, it was his partnership with her and, you know, moving into really a different phase of his life and his art. He also, I think, started to write at that point. He wrote a very important book that made him money. I mean, obviously resources as an artist, you know, always an issue.
Right. Yeah, no, I mean, the 48th gate, fourth line in detriment, that's his personality, earth. It's frustrated by the restraints,
mm-hmm.
you know, and finding out that cooperating with these powerful forces and all this was restricting him, you know, and that the only way he could really express his ideas, his feelings,
mm-hmm.
his struggle, and it might be through writing,
mm-hmm.
you know. And with that open G, it's always looking for your place. So it's you know, this vagabond, this searcher almost.
Well, and also the open sacral, you know, being a manifester, you know, I think this question of, you know, not knowing when enough is enough, being very focused, I think this again in his personal life, you know, all these different relationships that weren't really working out for him, you know, but he was very charismatic. I mean, I think a lot of times, you know, these manifestors with that open sacral, you know, that's really kind of titillating in a certain way, especially I think with that 3955. I mean, many of our famous actors, they have that channel of moodiness and they have the open G and they're so attractive. And I think he had that quality about him also.
Right, this warmth. This, you know, emotional, emoting, you know, that's attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you look at that 50th gate, the values, you know, the corruption, 50th gate, fourth line.
Well, yeah, the corruption, you know, because this really, you know, they were like corrupting the art in that sense, right? They, you know, they were not following, you know, the pattern that had been set forth. You know, they were really going out there with something completely different, right?
Yeah.
And the collage, the Dada Max here, right? I mean, he was quite involved with collage, which I think is an interesting kind of piece coming from this abstract mind of his, right? Of taking all of these different pieces and putting them all together,
right?
You know, trying to make sense out of this experience by, you know, making a collage. That's kind of how his mind was seeing things anyway, right?
No, I mean, if you were doing a reading for this person, I mean, here, something in all three formats.
Mm-hmm.
And then the head, Ajna, doesn't get to the throat, you know, so anxiety about the past, about getting the past work. What is that, 47th gate, first line? And, you know, doubts about what's going to work and what the formula is. And then just how depressing it can be, especially with that 60th gate as... you know, which is the line of leadership, fifth line.
Well, and also being a manifester, but you know, the only conscious channel that he has is
right.
the 4816. I mean, it's like he's aware of his talent, you know, and his identification with art and these concepts that we're talking about. But the fact that he has, you know, all of these motors getting to the throat, I mean,
right,
you know, that's
right.
all just kind of a mystery.
Right, and having to prove you're in control all the time
right,
can really
right.
be exhausting, especially for a manifester, I
that's
think.
That's right, that's right.
Well, Teresa, I'm afraid we're out of time with Max. But,
oh, well, it was great fun.
Well, until next time, say goodnight, Teresa.
Good night, Teresa.